The next
Thank
item
you.
On the agenda, you're welcome, is Reg 2021-02 sub-vendor reporting draft notice of availability. And I believe we have Ms. Joanna Wallstriker and Robert Knott from OGC to discuss the matter.
Thank you, Chair Broussard. Good morning, commissioners. Before you is agenda document 21-32-A, a draft notification of availability in response to a petition for rulemaking received from the Campaign Legal Center and the Center on Science and Technology Policy at Duke University. The petition asks the commission to amend its regulations regarding reporting political committee expenditures and disbursements for independent expenditures and electioneering communications. The proposed amendments would require political committees and persons who make independent expenditures and electioneering communications to itemize certain payments made by vendors to others on behalf of the reporting entities. If approved, the draft NOA will be published in the Federal Register and the commission will receive public comments on the petition for a period of 60 days. Thank you, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Let me say before, I hope I wasn't interrupting anyone, I was happy to see this petition filed, having participated with a forum for both of these individuals or these entities. And I'm excited to see that they've put this before the commission. I will be supporting this at this level right now. We know that it's pretty administrative, but I'm excited to see whatever comments we might be receiving that could help us should we move forward on this. So I want to say thank you to the two organizations for making this petition today. So let me look around. Vice Chair.
Thank you. I wanted to echo that statement. You know, that it's always a little awkward at this stage of the proceedings, because as it says in the notice of availability, we will not consider the merits of the proposal until we actually receive comments. And that's required by law, and I think by wisdom. So echoing the thanks of the chair, I'd also add that I look forward to the comments, and that I hope that they reflect the full range of advantages and disadvantages so that the commission can continue to consider the merits of these sort of proposals with the greatest possible view of its effects.
Thank you, Vice Chair. I wasn't sure if that was a motion or if I did hear that. I might have missed that part. Vice Chair?
I'm happy to make the motion.
Thank you.
In this matter, I move the approval of the draft notice of availability as circulated by the Office of General Counsel.
Thank you very much. Is there a discussion on the Vice Chair's motion? None. Call the question. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Again, unanimous. I'm happy to see that we are moving forward with everything today together. So thank you very much to the Office of General Counsel for that presentation. This agenda went a lot quicker than I think the public might have expected, but I am now going to turn to the question for, I think, Ms. Higginbotham, Madam Staff Director. Are there any management or administrative matters the commission needs to discuss today?
Madam Chair, there are no such matters.
Thank you very much. Thank you, everyone. This meeting stands adjourned.